Now, Finchie, it's good to see you here. Of course, you're part of the Magnificence, which is the classic Wallaroos. Have you enjoyed the day?
I think today was magnificent. It was a great display of, I guess, women's footy and men's footy working together. And I guess Maury and the club couldn't have put on a better effort for us tonight.
Well, tell us a little bit about your rugby experiences. You've had to carry the likes of Cookie Burrows, but tell us a little bit about that. And you're also a Queenslander, which is a, you know, a bit of a sore point.
I know Queensland does come south of the border every now and then, but I guess I look back at some of our best memories, and I guess we were led by one of the girls out there today, Shirley Russell. So she used to be my coach, so it's amazing playing with her. She still yells at us like she's a coach, but we'll see how those ribs go in the morning. But I think for the Queensland girls that came down, I mean, Maury's been a great place, and I mean, for someone like Cookie, it's great. I saw her last weekend and she's still into her footy, and I guess it just shows you that she's still making the tackles, she's still doing the metres. And I think she's an inspiration, and I hope she's not judged on her age but rather on performance, because she's looking fit and she's done a lot of hard work on the off season. So I hope for her sake that selectors judge her on her performance rather than her age.
I thought she was only 21, but of course, tell us a little bit about your club rugby and what you were part of in Brisbane and how they've helped you out.
Yeah, I guess I belong to a couple of clubs, like two clubs in Brisbane, but probably the most outstanding club was Brothers for me. So I noticed that when Brothers supported the girls going through, it was a new thing and it was a new concept, but they got right behind us, and it's a little while ago now, obviously, but they got right behind us. They paid all our fees, supported us the whole way through. So for a club that wasn't really, you know, 100% on the girls' footy, they were definitely behind us. And I think that showed now with the girls' Brothers team. They're definitely making a comeback and going to make an imprint into the 15s this year.
We have to carry Ryan as well. He's got to get paid first. Super W, fantastic to see that the Reds lost in the final, which was great being a New South Welshman. But it's good to finally see we have something more organised after the traditional throw together over 3 days over the Geelong weekend. And they've been able to come together really well, and being led by the country girls there, like Inga Vessa and, of course, Katrina Barker and the like. And, it's just been something that's been outstanding. But the challenge is now to get paid, and that's one of the great things moving forward, isn't it?
Yeah, I think payment's an issue, and I think that a lot of girls are sort of a bit on the crossroads, but I think a lot of the girls just want to just not be out of pocket, and I think that the rugby's moved a fair way from a lot of the girls aren't out of pocket anymore, and so that's the main thing about rugby, is just playing for your friends and your fun.
In all of that, you've been to World Cups. Tell us a little bit about that experience, and of course,
I think World Cup is an experience, and I hope that a lot of people get to experience. I didn't have the best run in. I got a bit of tonsillitis at the front of our World Cup, but I think the World Cup, and hopefully the one coming up in New Zealand being a bit closer, will be a bit friendlier for the girls and a bit easier on the travel. But I think we've got some really good talent, and I think if they can harness the raw talent and pick people on performance and look at the stats, I think we'll be in a good position to sort of give New Zealand and a few of those other key countries a run for their money.
Finally, what do you do for a living, and give us the website of your business so we can give you a bit of work?
I'm not that big of a fan, but look, I do for a living. I do consultancy to government. I guess you have to grow up and stop playing football sometimes. So I'm at Two Sleeves Up, so just looking at transport tourism. So it's just www.twosleevesup.com.au, just to sort of get in there and roll the sleeves up for people, help them out.
Finchie, it's been great to meet you. You've been fantastic here at Moree. Hopefully we'll see more of classic Wallaroos. Hopefully we'll start getting some of that big money too that, your James Holbrook used to spend on all that strapping he used to do when he played at the Brumbies. But great to meet you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, it's been great.